The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for July 15th, 2018. Norwegian Cruise Line has confirmed the option for two more Leonardo-class cruise ships, bringing the total to six. Last spring, the cruise line placed an order for four new ships with the option for two more. The first ship will be delivered in 2022 and going every year until 2027. The Project Leonardo class will be 140,000 tons, carry 3,300 guests, and follow the Breakaway Plus class ship. The last Breakaway Plus class will be Norwegian Encore, delivered in 2019. The Royal Caribbean blog is reporting that some December and January sailings to Royal Caribbean's private island Coco Cay are being replaced with a stop in Miami due to a minor construction delay of the project happening called the Perfect Day at Coco Cay. Royal Caribbean's island is currently in the process of a $200 million transformation, turning Coco Cay into a destination within itself, including a water park, zip line, a tethered hot air balloon, adults-only areas, restaurants, and high-speed Wi-Fi. If your sailing is impacted, you'll be notified via email.
Well, it's no secret that I've dreamed of building a cruise line for a very, very long time.
That was Sir Richard Branson of the Virgin brand. Virgin Voyages gave us another peek today at their upcoming adults-only cruise ship that's being built at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. Until recently, the cruise line has been slow to release details about the upcoming ship. So far, we know that it'll carry 2,750 guests, have an outdoor retreat area called The Dock, a high-end Mexican restaurant named Pink Agave, and 86% of the cabins on the ship will have balconies. You can get a glimpse of the construction photos at the Virgin Voyages Twitter account. And this final story will make you feel good. Guests on the last sailing of Carnival Horizon raised a stunning $27,640 for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Carnival has been a partner of St. Jude since 2010 and to date has raised over $16 million. The previous record was set back on Carnival Splendor in 2014, and that was $17,000. For more stories, visit cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.